Virtue, a tender warrior. There's only one thing that the good Lord can use to make a real man: a little boy. Author Stu Weber tells a wonderful story about what a truly good and godly man actually looks and acts like. Listen to what he has to say. What does a healthy man really look like? This question was asked of me by a 16-year-old high school sophomore who happens to live very near my own home. This lad's parents divorced when he was only 8 years old. His father left and has never returned. His stepdad, a tyrannical and poor excuse for a real man, treats him poorly. Tells him to shut up all the time. Tells him he's worthless, stupid, and will never amount to anything of significance. But just ask the boy about his dream, and his eyes will light up. This is what he will tell you. I'd like to find out where my real dad lives. And I'd like to move in next door without him knowing who I was. And I'd like to just become his friend. Once I had become his friend, then maybe it would be okay for me to move on. This same young man, who has had all kinds of difficulty in his life, was asked to write an essay on the subject, "What is a man?" The following is his brief but succinct essay, written by a boy who has never really been around a real man, never really seen one. But I think there is something so inherent, so ingrained, so intrinsic, so fundamental, that even a young boy who has never seen it modeled can put it into words. Here is what he wrote. A real man is kind. A real man is caring. A real man walks away from silly macho fights. A real man helps his wife. A real man helps his kids when they are sick. A real man doesn't run from his problems. A real man sticks to his word and keeps his promises. A real man is honest. A real man is not in trouble with the law. You see, this is one lonely boy's vision of a man who stays, a man who is both an authority and under authority. It is a vision of a tender warrior. It is a vision of a man of great character. Dwight L. Moody said, "Character is what you are in the dark." Blessings and encouragement to you.